Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. There's no doubt the British have a tea culture, but Vermont? Oh, it's a thing. Here to enlighten us about Vermont's tea culture is Melissa Passanen. She's a freelance journalist and food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, it's great to have you back at the VPR Cafe.
Always lovely to be here, Rick.
First of all, what does this mean to have a tea culture?
Well, I think most people think of tea as a beverage, right? There is something beyond that among the aficionados of tea. As Matthew Frayer of Little Tree Tea Tours, which is based in Burlington, said to me, tea is more than a drink. There's a culture beyond that, a slower pace, a contemplative life aesthetic. And he thinks that's really a good match for Vermont. Ben Youngbear of Setting Sun Tea Hut in Plainfield, someone else I spoke with for this story in the spring issue of Vermont Life, he said, Americans don't know how to slow down. The focus and attention you have to pay to tea can help us do that.
So tell us about Dobra Tea and the role that they've played in developing this tea culture.
So actually, I started researching the story because there's a new Dobra Tea location in the Burlington area in Winooski, actually, a second one. It is the second after the original opened in Burlington in 2003. And it is the first American outpost of a Czech tea collective. It now has different owners, and we'll talk about them in a moment. But the thing that was funny was I decided I wanted to write about sort of how there's more sophistication around tea, both beverage and culture, in Vermont. And everyone I talked to turned out had some connection to Dobra Tea. So that was very funny. The Czech Tea Collective, the original mission, and there are now about 10 of these around the U.S. They're all independently owned, but they still collaborate, source tea collectively. Their original mission was to encourage appreciation not only of tea, but of the lifestyle and the various cultures, the global cultures it represents. Both of those, the Winooski and the Burlington Dobra, are now owned by spouses Nina Beck and Stacy Jawless. They were originally just devoted customers of Dobra and then gradually became more involved and bought both of them. And they give a lot of credit to the folks who came before them in ownership and management of Dobra for really spreading the knowledge and the appreciation of the tea culture in Vermont.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is food writer Melissa Passanen. We're talking about Vermont's tea culture. Now, Melissa, tea lovers seem to have an appreciation for the different varieties on the order of beer or coffee aficionados. Am I right?
Yes, you are. In fact, the growing appreciation and sophistication around beer and coffee really are similar with tea. Sort of broadly, people are more sophisticated about what they're drinking and eating these days than perhaps we were even 10 years ago. That's what Stacy of Dobra said. She said that the customers definitely know more and expect more. They actually are familiar with regions of tea and types of tea in a way they weren't. And it's been helped by other things like cheese and beer and just growing awareness of wine. And Ben Youngbear of Setting Sun Tea Hut, the one in Plainfield, he said that those have all helped people develop more complex palates, more appreciation of a variety of flavors. He's also a Dobra alum. He mentioned that also the farm-to-table movement has made people more aware that what they drink and eat has a story, it has an origin. And so tea, because it comes from a lot of very cool to us exotic places, makes for good story, of course.
You made reference to a few other tea rooms throughout Vermont. So tell us about them and what they do.
Yes. Yeah, so I knew there was a tea room in Middlebury, Stoneleaf Tea House, and that was started by a guy named John Wetzel in 2009. And lo and behold, of course, he also used to work at Dobra, which I didn't know until I talked to him. And he said that people are really interested in treating tea more like other food and beverages. Again, as I mentioned, just wanting to really understand where it comes from, who's growing it. He does a ton of traveling. He sources all his own tea and brings it back, and they do workshops and tea tastings, and I went to one. Really broad types of folks who were there, from a young person who was 12 to much older, retired type folks with varying knowledges of tea, and everyone tasting. Tea is definitely more delicate in flavor and differentiation than something like coffee or even chocolate, definitely wine. But there's great story and culture behind all of them. And so places like Stoneleaf are doing workshops and classes where you can go and really learn. Young Bear, the guy I mentioned who's in Plainfield at Setting Sun Tea Hut, he actually hosts traditional Japanese tea ceremonies in the hut. And he'll have his opening open house tea ceremony in mid-April. We'll put links on the website so people can check out when that's finalized. And he talks about the culture, about how it's a mindful approach to making a bowl of tea. It's just a really all-encompassing experience, I guess is how I have to describe it.
Now, I heard you mention right at the beginning a tea tour company. So please enlighten us about that.
So that takes us back to Matthew Freya, who I mentioned at the beginning, Little Tree Tea Tours, based in Burlington. He and his wife, Kristen Lawson, founded that in 2015, and they're based out of Burlington, but they are taking people all over the world. So he also worked at Dobra, was a training and education manager back in the early days. And he even traveled to Asia with them and then lived in Taiwan and worked in tea. So he does a few tours a year with his wife. They're doing one to Japan in May. And then they will have in the fall one to Nepal and one to Taiwan. And they're working on a new one that will take people to Fujian province in China in 2019. I would just love to go on one of these.
Do you have a favorite tea?
You know, I tasted one at the workshop at Stoneleaf, a very rare Chinese silver needle tea. And just, I mean, it's almost so delicate, just a fragrance, a light floweriness. You really have to concentrate on tea, I think, for me at least, to really taste the difference. Because as I mentioned, it's more like whispers of different flavors than walloping you on the head like, you know, a hoppy beer or something. Mm-hmm. But as everyone said who I spoke with, that sort of part of the delight of tea is you have to slow down. You have to really think about it.
Melissa Passanen is a freelance journalist and the food editor of Vermont Life magazine. Melissa, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Fun as always, Rick, to chat with you.